Have you ever questioned your abilities? Am I as strong as I think I am? Or will I ever make it out of this situation? These are the questions looming around Peta Coyne's sculpture Untitled 751. As soon as I laid eyes on this unique piece, I knew there was a story behind it just waiting to be solved. Many of Peta's one-of-a-kind sculptures have Catholic stories behind them, which relate to her religious upbringing. Peta was very interested in learning the ways of the Japanese because she was raised in a Japanese neighborhood in Hawaii. So many of her sculptures often relate to their culture, customs, and myths that she was exposed to. As a child, her father was in the army and she had to move around a lot because of it. She got the chance to experience many unique things and customs that many other people do not get to witness. I believe if her childhood wasn't as hectic and unplanned as it had been, sculptures such as this wouldn't be available today. Generally, Peta creates her art from a metal base and puts many different objects upon layers and layers of candle wax. It may look like a simple tree from afar, but when put into perspective, it's full of many different stories and showcases many years of Peta's work, life, and career. Peta's work hides many secrets, and within each piece there are many eerie connections to the world around us. The sculptures seem very fragile, but their looks can be deceiving. A lot of times they display relevance to world tragedies. Looking closely at this piece, I believe it displays great significance in Peta's life and childhood adventures. As I studied my piece closely, I noticed the many layers involved, made with years of dedication and hard work, and I believe they represent the stages of life. The first layer, childhood, is the wax. It begins as a soft, vulnerable material that has nothing to fight back with, and it takes the shape of whatever it is laid upon. As it grows older, it dries and hardens, gaining knowledge and power. The second layer, willpower, is the candles. As you age, you melt away and you stand alone, independent. Once the wick is gone, the candle cannot be lit anymore. To make it through the hardest years, you have to keep your flame burning and not get blown out by the hard times that might arise. The last layer, soul, is the key to life. If you aren't strong and you don't fight for what you believe, the pressure among you will consume you and overpower you. Shortly after that, you won't have any standards, and you won't be able to achieve the things you could have. Anyone can seem fragile from the outside, but your strength inside is what gets you through it all, undamaged and unchanged. This inner strength is what Peta Coyne portrays throughout her piece, Untitled 751. This has been Alyssa with another Bulldog Podcast.